In the Gospel of Luke, an angel has announced to Elizabeth and Zechariah that they would have a son who would prepare the way for a king. His name would be John the Baptist. The same angel, Gabriel, appeared to Mary and told her that she would have a son and his name would be Jesus. He would be the king. And when Mary learns about her supernatural pregnancy and also the pregnancy of her relative Elizabeth, she loads up and makes the 100-mile-plus journey to see Elizabeth. When Mary walks through the door, Elizabeth erupts into a song celebrating the fact that God was fulfilling his promise. After Elizabeth gets through singing, Mary takes a turn and she sings a song. It's found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. And throughout her song, I think we can learn what it means to worship and magnify the Lord. One of the things that we notice, we see that Mary's mind and heart were filled with God's word. Within Mary's song, we see the fingerprints of several passages of Old Testament scripture. So take Luke chapter 1, verse 50, and we'll notice that it reflects Psalm 103, verse 17 that says, "The steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him." Luke 1, 51 parallels Psalm 89, 10. "You scattered your enemies with your mighty arm." Luke 1:52 looks a lot like 2 Samuel 22:28. "You save a humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty to bring them down." Luke chapter 1 verse 53 parallels Psalm 107 verse 9. "For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things." So we see that young Mary's life was filled with scripture. You get the sense that once Elizabeth expressed praise for what God was doing and accomplishing, that Mary caught on and this song of praise just flew out of her mouth. But here's the thing I want us to take away. Mary didn't sit down with a Bible concordance and compose this song. She didn't spend hours crafting the lyrics of her praise. This was an overflow of truth that had been buried in Mary's heart. Mary didn't just have scripture memorized. What God said in his word was the hope of her life. She lived and trusted the scripture. She knew what the Old Testament taught about God and his promises and faithfulness and power, and she believed them. Do you sometimes wonder why our worship of God is oftentimes half-hearted? Why it's not intense and full and vibrant? I sometimes think it's because we only know a little bit of what God says about himself. We only believe a little bit because we only know a little bit. And it's not because we're unable to comprehend the greatness of who he is as he's revealed himself, but rather we're unwilling, we're undisciplined. But when we are renewing our minds with God's word, he will receive the worship due him from us. And I'm praying that this Christmas you can say with Mary, "My soul magnifies the Lord." As you pray today, please remember Rama Bakchung and his family, our national changemakers in Myanmar. And also remember the Ga Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana.